It took more than a year before General Ali Mohsen al-Ahmar declared his support for anti-regime protesters, and America's man in Riyadh, James Smith, was told about the aborted airstrike during a meeting with Saudi Prince Khaled bin Sultan. Smith was relaying US concerns about the Saudi airstrikes on the Houthis, a Shia group in North Yemen. It was then Prince Khaled revealed to the US ambassador that targets were selected by a joint committee of senior Saudi and Yemeni officers. The American ambassador's secret cable noted, Prince Khaled also reported that the Saudis had problems with some of the targeting recommendations received from the Yemeni side. For instance, there was one occasion when Saudi pilots aborted a strike. It turned out that the site recommended to be hit was the headquarters of General Ali Mohsen al-Ahmar, the Yemeni Northern Area military commander, who is regarded as a political opponent to President Saleh. Ali Mohsen, a longtime confidant of the president as well as the head of the Yemeni army in the country's northwest, defected last month with 10 other military commanders and declared support for the peaceful revolution. Until then, Ali Mohsen was regarded as Saleh's key military strongman, playing a major role in the 1994 civil war. Regarded as the second most powerful man, he is usually referred to as the cousin of Saleh's two half-brothers, although some reports claim he is himself a half-brother to Saleh.
I'm from Aden, and there is no question that the situation since 1997, at least, a lot of people have realized that the president has been playing a ploy, you know. At one time, he agreed to, in 1994, to the so-called Accord for Reconciliation, which was signed in Amman, in Jordan. And then he just negated on that, and he went back, and all the sort of transformations we're looking for, especially decentralization and full decentralization, so that people could take part in the day-to-day running of their affairs. And he has been stalling all those changes for the past at least 14 years.
What happened today is a real massacre. These young people were demonstrating peacefully in the street, and suddenly they were attacked by stones and tear gas. We will not go back to our homes unless this ex-president to be held accountable for what he did, and he shall be put on justice.
The president insulted us because he has become bankrupt politically. Our response to him is what the Prophet Muhammad said, that a Muslim shouldn't violate the rights of another Muslim.
Ali Abdullah Saleh didn't find the army who can kill. We promise this week or next week we will send flowers to those armies in the presidential palace. We'll go to there, not to kill, not to make a violence. We will send flowers and say to Ali Abdullah Saleh, bye-bye.